For example, a person from Canada would be a
Canadian.
And a person from America would be a
An American.
Any nicknames for Americans that we would call ourselves?
Yankees from the South.
Yankees.
Okay.
The South calls us Yankees. We don't call ourselves that.
Okay, you would never call yourself a Yankee?
Mm-mm.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay. What about, is there a nickname you might have for Canadians?
Not that I know of.
I don't think we have nicknames for them. They're called Royal, or what are they, Royal Police or something. The Mounties.
Mm-hmm.
Royal Mounties.
Okay. What about Mexicans? Are there positive or negative terms that people would use in reference to Mexicans?
Well, I guess where they work, they do.
Sometimes
but
they'll
I mean, it doesn't have to be one that you would use, but something you might have heard.
Spick.
Spick, I guess, is what.
That's not used.
That's not used much anymore.
Not even around where they're at.
Okay. What about for Negroes? Are there any terms that you've heard around here?
Negro or black people?
Black people.
They would never say anything more derogatory? Or?
Not usually.
People are
of course,
careful.
We very seldom ever have Mexicans or Negroes, either one.
So you don't refer to them because you never see them?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
positively
we're very, very congenial with all those people. We don't
I see.
Have any. The whole community doesn't have any prejudice against them. Very seldom do you ever find anybody that's prejudiced against another race.
Huh.
Even the Indians. Some people at one time kind of felt like the Indians was the underdog, but that's practically all gone.
Oh, that's interesting. Any terms for Mormons?
Just Mormons.
I see. Okay. What does the term Anglo mean?
Well, they were the early people that came here, all right, some of them.
So, okay, so an Anglo would probably be a settler?
Saxon. Anglo-Saxons.
Okay. In reference to people living right now, you'd say, would you ever say he's an Anglo or she's an Anglo?
Never heard anybody ever. Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Never heard that at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any term for country people, people who live up in the hills? Or?
Sometimes they call them high.
Hillbillies.
Hillbillies. From the high country, something like
I
that.
See. Okay. And if you're not rich, you are?
Poor.
Okay. Any nicknames for poor people? Or types of poor people? That you're acquainted with? None at all?
Mm-hmm. Just poor people.
Okay. Well, maybe you could tell me the difference between all of these things or how they're related. A ranch hand, or give me other words for ranch hand, sheep man, and cattleman.
Well, a ranch man works on a ranch, and they, a ranch is have stock on it, they figure. And a sheep man works with sheep, and he's got a ranch. Farmer has farmland.
Are there any other terms for maybe farmers or sheepmen or ranch hands? They call ranch hands other things? Or?
A sheep herder, a cowhand, cowboy.
If he's working on a cow ranch, well, he might be a cowhand or a cowboy.
Cowboy.
Sheep herders.
Would they call him cowhand?
Yeah.
I think they call them cowboys more than they do cowhands.
I see. Okay.
If they want a cowhand, they don't want somebody that. He may know about farming and know how to run tractors, but he wants them to know cows, too.
I see. I see. What about, a cattleman, would he be an owner, or is that the difference between a cattleman and a cowboy?